This is My Lonely Days Aren't Quite Through, written by Cloud Pennies and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is part 3 of the A Fire Within My Soul series. Summary: Senator Obi-Wan Kenobi has been kidnapped again. Cody is unfortunately too busy to go and help, fighting a war and all that. Fox and Voss are Fox and Voss, and all's well that ends well. What do you mean he's gone missing again? Cody really, really should have seen this coming. Honestly, Force help him, but he should have. When Cody was on the other side of the Criffing Galaxy, putting up with the combined idiocy of Generals Jin and Skywalker, Fox's comms only ever meant one of two things. Either he needed to vent about a certain Jedi, or he was trying to inform Cody about the kidnapping / foiled assassination attempt / insert applicable unfortunate event here of a certain senator. Even through the holocall, Fox's exasperation was a thing of beauty. What I mean, Cote, is that somehow, and Force only knows how, but a team of bounty hunters slipped past the security and kidnapped Senator Kenobi. A slightly too long pause followed before Fox smirked. Again. But he was supposed to be on Stujon, Cody protested, feeling a headache creep in on his temples. How could they kidnap him from Stujon? Nobody really went to Stujon if they didn't hail from there. Even Obi-Wan, that is, Senator Kenobi, said it was a peaceful oasis in the middle of nowhere. From off the holocall, a cheerful voice sounded. I think they tried really, really hard. Fox rolled his eyes, chucking what appeared to be an empty mug towards the right. Sorry about that, Vod, he sighed, pinching the bridge of his nose. As you can see, I've got a little pest problem here. Cody crossed his arms over his plastoid breastplate. You'll have more than that if you don't get Obi-Wan back. We're doing our best, Cody, Fox reminded him, using that infuriatingly patient tone Cody had had first. But there are hundreds of senators I have to protect, and hundreds more possible bounty hunters, systems, and people who would want to kidnap your boyfriend. Not to mention all of the people I'm almost certain he's trolled on the Holo forums. Cody crossed his arms, scowling at his batchmate. Don't make me send you Skywalker and Tano. Fox shrugged the shrug of the supremely unconcerned. Skywalker I can handle, and Tano is about 12. I'm trembling in my shell. Oh, Vodica, Cody tutted, shaking his head pityingly. You've never met Commander Tano, have you? She's a little Jedi. I've met dozens of little Jedi. She's Skywalker's Padawan, Fox. You haven't seen anything yet. Another figure elbowed his way onto the holocall, shooting a bright grin at Cody. Much as I'd love to sit here all day and watch you bicker with my fluffy ducky here, my man Obes needs us now. So if you could maybe stop looking like you both ought to be rolling in jello, it would be helpful. We're in the middle of a campaign, General Voss, Cody announced, bitterness clinging to every syllable. Much as I want to, I can't abandon my men, my general, and our campaign to find my... Senator Kenobi. I know, Fox said, something as close to a sad smile on his face as Fox ever got. But you deserved to know. And I remember what happened last time Kenobi got kidnapped and we didn't tell you. Cody's face remained impassive. He may have overreacted slightly last time, but he had a very good reason. Obi-Wan had ended up in a Bacta tank after his last kidnap attempt. Cody had not enjoyed walking in and seeing his partner like that. Voss looked far too gleeful for a man who had apparently just been told that his closest friend had been kidnapped. Ooh, do tell. Fox elbowed Voss out of sight. No. Cody fought to remain impassive. There was no need to chuckle just because Quinlan Voss had thrown himself back into view and was hugging Fox like Rex's Tuca plushie. Aw, you love me, Dumpling. The last time Cody had seen Fox's eye twitch that much, Wolf had enjoyed a prolonged stay in the medical bay. Clearly, Obi-Wan was right, and Quinlan Vos was crazy, because all the twitch made him do was coo and smack a wet kiss to Fox's cheek. Do all Force users lack self-preservation instincts, or is it just the ones we know? Probably just the ones we know, Fox sighed, stoically enduring Vos's affection. Wolf waxes rhapsodical about Coon, and Gree says Unduli is a model of Jedi calm and restraint. And I've got Jin, Skywalker, Tano, and Obi-Wan, all of whom I'm sure never met a problem they didn't make worse before they made it better. Fox jerked a thumb at the cuddle Kiffer. And I've got this Kriffer. My condolences, Cody smirked, reveling in Fox's low growl. Yes, he did have to deal with the aptly named disaster lineage, but he also got Obi-Wan. And as perks went, Obi-Wan more than made up for it. Even if he did get his gorgeous arse captured every criffing month without fail. I'll relay the situation to Jin and Skywalker, Cody offered, knowing that both of them would be able to tell something was wrong the minute he walked onto the bridge. Maybe they'll sense something with their Force Osic, and I'll let you know about it. Fox nodded mutely, his eyes boring into Cody's. Be careful out there. I don't want to have to tell Kenobi that you got yourself injured because you were worrying about him. I'm always careful, Fox, Cody replied, nodding once in acceptance of everything in Fox's eyes. Calm me when you have news. Clearly, the Force was having an uncooperative moment. Neither General Jin nor Skywalker had any clue where Obi-Wan was, or even that he had been taken. Jin had immediately worn that pensive frown that meant he was deep in thought, or communicating with the living Force, whatever, and Skywalker had had to be literally talked out of the cockpit of that junker he was far too attached to. Otherwise, Cody's Jedi contacts had nothing. Less than nothing, in fact, as all the information they had came from Cody and not their supposedly innate and strong connection with the Force. Not that Cody was bitter or anything. He just thought that maybe being kidnapped so often might cause them to, possibly, keep tabs on Obi-Wan through the Force. Or maybe that was just the sane and reasonable thing to do. Regardless of the minor bitterness Cody was feeling towards the Force, several Jedi, and possibly the galaxy as a whole, he was still a professional. He was Marshal Commander of the Third System's Army, and his duties didn't go away just because his boyfriend had been kidnapped for the fifth time. So, he did his criffing job, and he oversaw the latest space battle over Christophsis. He kept up with the tactics and the pilots, and condoled with Rex over the latest insanities his general came out with. He kept General Jin apprised on the planet's surface, and did not spare many thoughts for the plight of Senator Kenobi's kidnappers. If he knew the Stujani at all, which he flattered himself to think he did, then Obi-Wan would undoubtedly be politely making them reconsider all their life choices, trolling them to their faces, and, probably, teaching them how to brew a proper cup of tea. If they had the good sense to avail themselves of tea before kidnapping Obi-Wan. If there was no tea, Cody shuddered to imagine the chaos. The last aspiring kidnapper who had rudely deprived Obi-Wan of his beverage of choice had been arrested in tears. No matter how hard Cody and Skywalker had tried, they had never quite managed to work out what Obi-Wan had said to them. Skywalker, eyes gleaming with residual adrenaline from the battle, leaned against Cody's holotable. What you thinking about, Commander? Cody would feign innocence, but Skywalker was Skywalker, and he knew when Cody was lying. Just hoping they've got tea, whoever they are. Skywalker pinched the bridge of his nose, silent chuckles muffled in his throat. I do not need to hear another lecture on the deplorable standards of bounty hunters these days, Skywalker muttered, voice filled with a kind of exhausted amusement. Did you know that Obi-Wan still remembers when they used to take pride in their work and prepared themselves instead of making it up as they went along? It doesn't make it any less true, Anakin. Cody would have laughed at the way Skywalker flailed around, almost falling onto the holotable. He was almost sure of it. Cody just had something infinitely better to look at. Tired, weary, and still far too handsome for his own good, Obi-Wan was projected above the holotable. His eyes were soft and smiling at Cody, content to ignore Skywalker as Cody himself was. "Where the criff have you been, you decoot?" Obi-Wan smiled, just a flickering twitch of lips that Cody longed to feel on his own once more. "I was enjoying the hospitality of a rather lovely Rodian. We had tea and discussed alternative career paths. She wants to open a cantina." "I'm too tired for this," Skywalker grumbled, wiggling his fingers at Obi-Wan. "Glad you're safe, old friend. Talk later. Sleep well, Anakin." Once Skywalker had shuffled off to sleep or drink his body weight in calf, Cody turned his gaze back to Obi-Wan. "Are you hurt?" "No, my dear," came the predictable reply. Obi-Wan could be about to be submerged in a Bacta tank and still insist that he was fit as a fiddle. "I mean it. This was a very polite kidnapping. A sedative and a mild headache was all, I promise." Cody hummed, unable to stop his frown. "I wish you'd be more careful." "I was on Stujon, my dear," Obi-Wan protested gently. "I hardly thought I was in any grave danger there." Neither of them said anything for long moments, their eyes scanning over faces in a conversation as old as the Force. Finally, Cody sighed and fell out of parade rest, leaning his hands on the rim of the holotable. "I'm sorry I couldn't be there this time. We were fighting." "A successful space battle, I know." For a senator dead set against the war, Obi-Wan sounded so proud. Quinn and Thorne explained. Obi-Wan's eyes filled with an emotion Cody couldn't quite decipher. "I miss you, my dear." "We'll be back on Coruscant soon," Cody promised, feeling the words to be true. "Just try not to get yourself kidnapped again until I get there." Obi-Wan's laughter rang like music in his ears. "Force forbid, Cody." "Get some sleep, my love," Cody murmured, hearing footsteps approaching. It was almost time for him to get back to work. "You look exhausted." "Take your own advice, my dear," Obi-Wan chided lightly, but he nodded once. "I'll calm you later." Cody could only smile. Smile and ignore the faint presence of General Jin in his periphery. Wouldn't miss it for the galaxy. Obi-Wan raised his fingers to his lips, Cody mirroring the action. For a beat, they held each other's stare, then Cody used his free hand to terminate the transmission. Obi-Wan's eyes remained on his until the very last. The end.